From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. You heard it. Beginning this Sunday, Georgia drivers will no longer be able to hold phones while driving. We were curious about which other activities had been considered unsafe while driving. A little digging revealed that, one, ever since humans sat behind the wheel, they have found reasons to take their eyes off the road. And two, at some time and place in American history, laws have been proposed to ban just about all of them. With that, here is...
A brief history of driving distractions. The radio.
So let me break that down for you. When the first car radio appeared in 1922, a decade later, two states argued that radios distracted drivers and that tuning them took a driver's attention away from the road or could lull them to sleep. The Radio Manufacturers Association fired back, advocating for car radios to be used to warn drivers of bad weather or road conditions. Plus, it could keep them awake.
Cigarettes.
Start with the top tobacco, grade A1.
As the post-war automotive age ramped up, so did the number of smokers. Advertisers played up the healthful benefits of smoking. Long before the public knew of damage to health, smoking was considered a danger on the road. What with the lighting and the ashes and occasionally dropped embers. Still, determined smokers pressed on.
The Highway Hi-Fi.
In 1956, Chrysler introduced the Highway Hi-Fi, a vinyl record player that for the first time allowed drivers to choose what they wanted to hear. As long as you chose one of the 16.66 RPM format albums manufactured by Columbia Records. And then there was the needle jumping around and scratching. Chrysler stopped making them 3 years later, but the die was cast. Music lovers would not be at the mercy of radio DJs for long.
The 8-track.
Then came a music player made just for cars. No fiddling with buttons, no fast forward or rewind, just a satisfying clunk when changing tracks. Ford installed stereo 8-track players in its sporty Mustang and Thunderbird models beginning in 1965. 2 years later, it was an option in every car Ford made. Dashboard-mounted 8-track players and hip huggers weren't far behind.
Eating.
1950s drive-in culture morphed into eat-and-drive culture. Researchers and insurance companies have plenty of data on the dangers of eating while driving. Response times can slip up to 44%. Some states have laws against eating while driving, though there is some latitude in giving citations, as in the case of one Madison Turner back in 2015. Turner was pulled over in Cobb County shortly after tucking into a quarter pounder with cheese and cited. When asked about the charge by WSB-TV, Mr. Turner responded in seeming disbelief that the officer told him, specifically, three times, "You can't just drive down the road while eating a hamburger."
Movies.
In 1983, Chrysler debuted the minivan, and millions of beleaguered parents bought one. The minivan, also known as the sweatpants of cars, it's a signal to the world you've just given up, was not everything parents had hoped for. Just because there's room for your kids to stretch out and still wear a seatbelt, you won't be spared the annoying, "How much farther and are we there yet?" whines. So in the 1990s, Honda added a video player to keep the kiddies quiet watching Disney princesses and cat and dog buddy movies. But that first model had the screen right above the rearview mirror, making it ridiculously seductive for the already sleep-deprived and easily distracted parent in the driver's seat. Before the law attempted to correct this design flaw, the car makers themselves moved the screen to the center of the car ceiling, so only the back rows could view it. Thus, parents returned to making calls, searching for CDs, and eating fries out of their cup holders.
Makeup!
Mixing the bronzer and the blush together and just making them a family.
It's called farting. F-A-R-D-I-N-G. When someone is too busy steadying their mascara to realize that they're about to rear-end someone. Makeup mirrors have been built into the passenger side sun visor for most cars since the late 70s. Although the gender-conforming car makers initially limited mirrors to the passenger side, you know, where the ladies sit, not anymore. Now there's a makeup mirror for the driver, too. Try this. Are you in your car right now? If so, flip down the sun visor. Is there a mirror? Is there a mirror that lights up? I rest my case.
Making out.
Traditionally, people park to make out. But sometimes lovers young and old get carried away and still try and steal a kiss or something. It works great in the movies, and so far it is still legal.
Texting.
Don't. Just don't.
Shopping.
How much is this, Marie?
It's very expensive.
How badly do you need that scented candle? Will it really fix your life or just fill the hole left in your heart when you bought that minivan and threw away your dreams? Predictions are that the new distractions will be looking for hidden police on the Waze app, so you won't get busted for distracted driving.
Happy trails, and remember to keep your eyes on the road. Batteries not included.
We're grateful to Josh Furlinger and IT World for their research on this. We found more at Ars Technica, WSB-TV, Livewire, and Bon Appetit. Thanks to GPB's Kevin Ward for the voiceover.